Welcome, everyone, to this week's Smart Macro Edition. Today, we're going to be speaking with our Chief Investment Officer here at Financial Sense Wealth Management, Chris Baplava. So, Chris, we just posted a piece that you wrote. It's called One Call to Rule Them All, and you have some really good data and charts that you featured. We're going to have a link out to that where this interview is located on Financial Sense, of course, for all of you that want to take a look at it. But tell us, what is the big call for this year?
Well, Chris, you know, I think the biggest call, number one, is to have an open mind. Last year was a good example of that, where essentially everyone thought we were going to have a recession. It was just a question of first half, second half, and we didn't end up having one. And so I think the one call to get right, and the way we're going to do that here at our firm, is to essentially monitor the data incrementally and not make an assessment or a judgment in advance of that. And that's essentially a hard or soft landing. And what I wanted to illustrate is just going back, you know, 40, 50 years, looking at interest rate cycles by the Fed, that where the Fed raises interest rates to bring down the inflation rate, to slow the economy down and cool it after it overheats. And I wanted to see, okay, what's the end result of that? You know, the Fed obviously eventually stops. And what happens? Do we have a recession, or do we have a recession, you know, being the proverbial hard landing, where essentially the Fed is successful at cooling the economy down, but just too far? They went overboard and we end up slipping into recession, the unemployment rate ticks up. A soft landing is where essentially the whole economy decelerates. It, you know, kind of like a plane, it lands and then it reaccelerates without crashing into the ground, where essentially you would have the unemployment rate tick up. So we've had a couple of examples of that. And what I found, Chris, is I wanted to look at, you know, not just the stock market, but also the bond market, given that interest rates have just seen tremendously wild swings over the last couple of years. It's important to, you know, pay attention to bonds as well, not just the stock market, especially for balanced accounts. And what we find is that after the Fed is done raising rates, it does tend to pause, and the pauses, you know, they can be over a year, as in the case, for example, of 2006, or they could be, you know, quite short of maybe a couple of months. But what we tend to see is that when the Fed is done raising interest rates, the market tends to breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, the Fed is done, no more tightening after that last hike, and we see a rally in both stocks and in bonds. Now, this is where the difference comes from, is what the eventual outcome is of soft versus hard. So in the case of bonds, when we have a recession, interest rates typically fall, and that's what we see, and long-term and short-term bonds do very well. And in a soft landing, where the economy cools, the inflation cools, and then eventually reaccelerates, bonds also tend to do well, because usually the Fed is cutting as they went a little bit too far. They don't want us to go into a recession, so they start to cut, and they do it quick enough such that we're able to have a soft landing reaccelerate without a substantial pickup in the unemployment rate. But the key point is that regardless of a hard versus soft landing, bonds have positive returns. It's just a question of how strong are those returns. The greater the economic decline, the stronger the decline in interest rates, and thus the better return in bonds. Now, the key question will be, what happens to the stock market? So initially, you get the hope of a soft landing. I mean, every hard landing starts out as a soft landing, right? Because that's the hope until the reality hits that the Fed will be able to stick the landing and not cause a recession. And a good example is out of the mid-80s, the mid-90s, and I would even call the 2018 cycle, where Powell was raising interest rates, cut them in 2019, market took off, the economy was starting to reaccelerate or at least find its footing, and then COVID happened. You know, if COVID didn't happen, then I think that would have been a soft landing, because we didn't see the unemployment rate tick up. But what we saw is the stock market rallied. And when we look at the prior recessionary periods of 2007, 2000, the 1991 recession, and then the early 80 recession, the stock market does tend to rally after the last rate hike. But what we tend to see is as the unemployment rate ticks up and it becomes clear we're going to fall into recession, that's when stocks have a hard time. And the reason for that is we typically see a hit to corporate earnings, which then drives stock prices lower. So the one call for me that's going to be the most important to essentially rule all calls for the market is what's going to happen to the labor market and to the U.S. economy as a whole.
Yeah, one of the points that you make at the very beginning of the piece that I think is really important to point out is that even though the recession forecast did not turn out for 2023, One of the things that we do see is that the manufacturing sector of the economy has seen its 14th consecutive decline, monthly decline. So the manufacturing side of the economy is in a recession. That is for certain. And you show the data there that people can look at and refer to. The services side has continued to weaken, but it's barely growing. So when it comes down to this hard versus soft debate, you know, we're still just barely kind of touch and go when you think about services barely growing, manufacturing in recession currently. So things could still tip one way or the other based on exogenous shock, a Fed mistake. So that's why getting this call is so important. And you discussed some data in terms of what we could see for the S&P 500 based on what we've seen with prior soft landings and hard landings as a range of various scenarios. Would you mind getting into that just for a moment so people have a benchmark of what we could see?
Sure. So, you know, I mean, COVID threw the whole economy and financial markets through a loop. And it's true. When we look at, for example, the Institute of Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, we've had 14 consecutive months of contraction. And, I went back to the 50s. And the only time we've seen a longer sustained period of contraction was the 74 recession and the 2007 through 2009 recession. Those were both very deep recessions and very substantial declines in financial markets. And outside of those two periods, the current situation is the longest on record. Now, as you mentioned, the service side of the economy is still picking up, and this really deep contraction could be just the payback for the robust growth that we saw coming out of COVID with all the stimulus. But essentially, you know, to kind of gauge, okay, we're in a manufacturing recession right now. Either the service side tips into recession, which for us, we're going to be tracking that by looking at the labor market, or the manufacturing side of the economy finds its footing and is able to reaccelerate, and we have our soft landing. So for us, there's really, you know, what we're looking at to give us a real-time view that the soft landing scenario is playing out is we want to see the labor market continue to remain robust. At the same time, we want to see manufacturing make a comeback. If manufacturing can make a comeback while the service side of the economy remains strong and the labor market remains stable, that's our soft landing. And in that scenario, we should still expect bonds to do well, and we should still expect the stock market to do well, because if the economy begins to reaccelerate with manufacturing, which is the most cyclical part of the economy, well, then the cyclical sectors of the stock market should see a resurgence in corporate earnings, so that it's not going to be just a tech-led rally. We'll also start to see other sectors away from tech start to participate in the rally broaden out. So I would think we'd have pretty strong or decent returns in the stock market. Now, if we have a hard landing, well, in that case, we're not going to see manufacturing make a recovery and return to growth. It should still remain in contraction. And what we'd be looking for is the service side of the economy to slip. And one of the best ways to look at that is the labor market. If people start losing their jobs, well, then they lose their income and they move on unemployment, which isn't going to be, or typically isn't as large as what their prior earned income was. And so you tend to see retail sales start to fall, and consumption's, you know, roughly 2/3 of the economy. So that's what we're going to be really keen on, Chris, is to see what the labor market does. Now, everyone follows the monthly non-farm payrolls report, which we get on the first Friday of every month. But what we also get, which is, in my opinion, a better real-time indicator, is looking at jobless claims. And jobless claims is one of the 10 components of the Conference Board's leading economic index. And we get that data every Thursday. So having, you know, high frequency data, like weekly data coming from jobless claims, that's going to be important. And, you know, just this week, Chris, we saw it come out yesterday, and jobless claims are on the verge of an all-time low. So that's not the stuff that you would expect to see if we were about to slip into a recession. So I think, you know, the risk of recession is probably going to be, if we're going to have one, you know, further down the road this year, nothing near term, at least based on the labor market. But at the same time, Chris, you know, we do get the ISM manufacturing index once a month, but we also get regional Fed surveys similar to the ISM. And so far, those have not come in well. I mean, the Empire Index was one of the lowest readings on record outside of COVID. Yesterday, we got the Philly Fed, still remains in contractionary territory. So in my opinion, Chris, I don't think either the bull or bear camp can declare victory. I think both camps need to be very humble, because if you looked at manufacturing, you could say, yes, we're in recession. If you looked at the jobs market, you could say, no, we're not. So how is it that both can be right at the same time? Well, it's because we're basically, and it was even Chris that same way with the stock market, right? Last year was mostly the Fed, Magnificent Seven that led the market higher, but in the middle of the year we started to see that rally broaden out, particularly at the end of the year. So but prior to that, it was a case of either the strong become weak or the weak become strong. And it's hard to have divergences persist indefinitely, and I think that's what we're going to have here. The jury is still out. Like I said, manufacturing is in recession. When you look at the service side of the economy, no, it's not. It's still hanging in there. Retail sales came in stronger than expected. The labor market remains stable. So for us, Chris, given that you can't really declare victory for either camp, what makes the most sense to us is to have a neutral stance on risk assets such as equities. And that's how we are allocated for our clients right now. Now, as I mentioned, this can go either way. And if we start to see the soft landing play out where labor market remains strong and manufacturing makes a comeback, we're going to increase our risk in exposure to the stock market because that's what would be warranted in that scenario. However, if we have the hard landing slash recession fallout, then we're going to reduce our equity exposure, go to cash, and get defensive and batten down the hatches, so to speak, until we have the eventual response from our fiscal monetary authorities to get us out of there. But I think the most important commodity to have this year is an open mind and some humility. And that's what we're going to be practicing this year.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And like you said, with the manufacturing part of the economy having contracted now and in a recession for the 14th consecutive month, the services side of the economy in barely expansionary territory, it couldn't take much to flip things one way or another. So that's why it's so important to see, hey, if we're going to expect these other parts of the stock market to start participating, like we saw at the end of last year, as you pointed out, we really want to see that manufacturing side of the economy start to move from contraction where it is currently into an expansion zone. And that would align more with that soft landing. So again, it's you can't declare victory one way or another, as you said. And that's why we're keeping an open mind and staying neutral in our allocation at present, but we'll adjust accordingly as the year proceeds. Chris, always a pleasure to have you on our show to get an update on your outlook. Obviously, we speak with you every couple of weeks on the Smart Macro Edition to discuss some of the research and analysis that you're doing and how you are allocating for clients at Financial Sense Wealth Management. So always a pleasure to get an update from you, and we look forward to speaking with you in another 2 weeks.
I look forward to it, Chris. And that will be my primary focus for the next couple of weeks and months is to really look at manufacturing in the labor markets to see which way we sway. And, I always try to back up my thoughts with actual hardcore data. So if anyone's listening, they could go to our website, financialsense.com, and take a look at the article I wrote, One Call to Rule Them All. And you can see visually the examples I show of how the bond market rallies in a harder soft example, and also how the stock market typically rallies on the hopes of a soft landing, but eventually falls. And I give some actual data there too for the returns from the S&P and the market. So if you want to actually look at the examples and visually see that, that's available on the website.
If you'd like to speak with us about our asset management or financial planning services, give us a call at 888-486-3939. Once again, that number is 888-486-3939. Or you can also go to our client website, financialsensewealth.com, for more information. On behalf of Financial Sense NewsHour and the Financial Sense Wealth Management team, we hope you have a pleasant weekend.
Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.